Hello and welcome back to the Misfits Podcast, rated 5 stars on iTunes by Adrian Sabori. He says, "Ching Chang Chong, I listen all night long."
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Hell yeah. Jesus.
What an epic review there.
Jesus Christ.
By Adrian, thank you so much. I'm joined today by my co-hosts, iNotorious, aka Matt.
What'd it do?
Toby on the telly.
Hello.
Swagger Soul.
What's poppin'?
Zuckles, aka Mason.
Yeah.
And of course, now becoming a rare occasion, we are also joined by Jay, aka McCreamy.
Hello. Welcome back to me.
Everyone's here. The entire gang. For once, the six Hell of yeah. us are.
Hey, when was the last time? So when was the last podcast we were on?
I don't know. I mean, it's more like Mason's gone and Jay's here, or Jay's gone and Mason's here. It's a rare occasion now that they're in the same podcast together.
It's so. About to get fucked.
It's about to get fucking rank, fellas.
Jesus. Mason just got out of bed. Jay just got back from a haircut. Everyone else is tired and feeling like shit for some reason. So
yeah, I got a migraine. Had an ocular migraine on the road. Couldn't see anything.
Oh, that's so good.
Had to watch the road through my peripherals. It was really awesome.
Okay, so you had a migraine on the road. You start blacking out, and you can only see through the side of your eyes.
Not blacking out, really. I had like an ocular migraine, which was like, have you ever gotten a migraine where your vision just starts going like all fuzzy and like grainy? Like it's like lightning bolts cutting across your vision, like making these giant like fractals of blind spots. It's really, really odd.
Sounds like you should have pulled over.
Yeah, seems like the kind of thing you pull over for and do not drive with.
Don't keep
I didn't
driving.
Give a fuck. If I was going to die, I wanted to die by my own hand.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Speaking of swagger driving, I remember it fucking in America. Dude, we had to do the road trip, and he nearly crashed like 8 times because the car hadn't slowed.
I had to drive Mason to New York City from Boston. And I took him in my car, which was weird. Having Mason in my car was really fucking weird. But we're driving. He fucking passes out like an hour in. And the road trip was like maybe 3 hours, 4 hours.
Mason was high as fuck as well. Right?
We left it like 1 a.m.
No way.
I was high as well, which is great.
He was high too.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I was on the come down. Like, I was good to drive. But like I'm driving and... like maybe 2 hours in, like we're like right above New York, I think, and we're about to cross over the border and in there, and I just feel the weed, like I'm starting to get drowsy, and
oh my God.
We're driving and I'm barely keeping my eyes open. I'm blasting music, trying to keep myself awake. Mason's passed out, still listening to Nightcore on his headphones. And I shut my eyes for like 2 seconds. I open them. I almost crash into the divider. So
Jesus.
I'm fine.
Oh my God.
I'm driving, close my eyes again, almost fucking run into the wall and go over the shoulder. And then after like the third time where I almost crashed, I shook Mason awake. And he's like, "What? What, cunt?" I go, "Dude, you need to talk to me. You just talk to me about anything. Just talk to me about anything. I almost crashed the car like 3 times. And he's like, "What? What?" He's
trying to panic. The fuck? What are you trying to kill me in my sleep?
Imagine skip from Mason's perspective, just waking up to that. Like, "Yo, by the way, I almost just crashed 3 times in your sleep. No biggie.
No, go back to bed.
You're fine. You're good."
He was shaking me a little bit. Like he shook me. And I didn't wake up straight to like him shaking me. I like woke up and he had both his hands on the wheel. He was looking straight. He's like, "Hey." He's like,
"I was
hey.
Leaning
I'm like,
over
oh,
the
hey.
Wheel."
Were you about ready
I'm
to like,
"Hey, what's
grab
up?
The toothpicks and make like do the scene from Mr. Bean's Vacation, start like, shoving them in your eyes to keep them open?"
Fucking gorse, dude.
Hang on, let Mason fucking tell the story for Christ's sake.
Nah, I've forgotten. I've got dementia and I'm autistic.
No,
God, you guys,
I
knew it was going to happen. You guys interrupted him and there he's lost it.
I've lost the momentum, dude. I've lost it.
I just want to say
call
that-
me Dr. Disrespect, boys.
I love that Mason can sleep while listening to Nightcore.
It
I
was so loud as well.
He blasts music.
Oh, mind you, I think it's gotten to the stage where I finally have tinnitus in my left ear, so that's awesome.
You blast it so loud. All you can hear from the outside is just loud thudding drums and high-pitched female vocals. It's like the worst thing ever.
That's a lot.
It was great when I tried recording with Mason earlier this week. We tried recording a VR game together. He hops on and he just goes, "Hey, Swags, I have this fucking ringing in my left ear, and it's really fucking with me." And I'm like, "Oh, that might be tinnitus, dude. Maybe you should stop listening to Nightcore in max volume." And he's like, "Nah,
you're doing that. What do you mean? I've cut back now.
Why does it have to be max volume? Why can't you just turn it down?
What do
a
you
bit?
Mean? It has to be
because the higher the volume, the less I feel involved with the world.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that I mean, he wears his noise cancelling headphones when we're driving together all talking. We'll be listening to music and he'll have his noise cancelling headphones on blasting Nightcore. It's so funny.
Blasting away the pain. Blasting away the pain.
It is. Blasting away the pain.
Speaking of travel stories, Swagger and Ida, you guys said you had a little story from when you left MEO in the airport, which you didn't tell on the podcast.
Ida, I don't remember this too well. So you might have to take the reins on this.
Okay, so this was after we were at MEO. We were on our way out. We stayed the night at Manager Ryan's house. Or no, we left there that night to go to our Airbnb. We asked him, "Yo, can we like borrow some edibles from you?" He's like, "Yeah, go ahead." So we just grab a fucking brown paper bag full of edibles, head back to our Airbnb, sleep there. We wake up, we go to the airport, go to check in our bags, and we're standing in line. They bring out, we're like 10 feet away from the counter. So we're like right there. We're almost there. They bring out like the canine dogs, like the cops where they like walk with them sniffing. And it's just like, okay, I know in my head, I'm like, okay, it's no big deal. They're not there to like fucking sniff weed. They're there to like sniff out drugs and bombs and shit, you know? They don't give a shit about
weed.
Yeah.
Edibles are drugs. Last time I checked in my
They're not drugs. You know what I mean?
You don't run into an airport with a brownie and say, "Allahu Akbar," you know?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Yo, these things are the bomb, bro.
But yeah.
Bomb ass weed.
Yeah.
Bomb ass weed.
So we're standing there in line, and the guys with the dog, it literally walk right in front of us. They're nearly arm's reach away. And Swagger just jokes and he's like, "Yeah, I hope it doesn't hit on the weed residue in my helmet and the edibles in your backpack." And I'm just like,
"What the fuck, Swagger?"
Yeah.
Oh my god.
No, I never fucking, I said, you know, I always get worried when there's fucking bomb dogs around, which is fucking retarded for me to say in the first place.
God. What are you hiding from us, Swagger?
What is that? What's in the helmet?
Like canine, like drug dogs in general. Because I smoked a lot of weed in my helmet before, and I've gone through TSA and like, I maybe smoked like a fuck ton of weed through my helmet for my 500K special, and then I went on a flight like 2 days later, and the helmet still smelled like weed. So that always concerned me. So I was like, "Oh, I always get worried when there's dogs around, you know, thinking they'll pick up on the scent in my helmet, you know."
And then you said, "You know, I was like,
I wonder if they could smell edibles." Like I said that, I think.
No, you didn't. You said word for word. You're like, "Man, I hope they don't hit on my helmet and the edibles in your bag." Like right there, in the most serious toned voice ever. I'm just like,
"Yeah, I guess I'm a retard."
Wait,
then.
Yeah.
Did you say it to the guys, or did
you
say it to Ina?
No,
you said it to me, but like they were within earshot. They were like arm's length away, and I'm just like, "What the fuck?" He did not just say that. Jesus Christ.
The look on his face was hilarious. I never saw man with a more surprised expression in my life. Just complete fear and anxiety written in his face.
No, I was just pissed at that point. The rest of the way there on the plane, I was just fucking pissed off. You're like cracking jokes the entire time. I was like, "Dude, just shut the fuck up, man. Like, I don't care right now."
It was so good. It was so good.
What do you mean it was so good?
The guys didn't react to it at all? They didn't like...
Oh, no.
I guess they didn't hear.
Oh, my God.
But it's like our international flight back home. It's like it's boarding. We're checking our bags. It's like, why? That's not the time and place for that shit, man.
I like how you pointed out like that it was in the bag, like specifically. Like, you might as well have just pointed to the pocket and be like, "I hope they don't see the edibles inside of this specific pocket here."
I don't know what you want me to do.
Jesus. Were you high at the time?
No,
we didn't even take them yet. We took them after.
I'm just fucked.
Wait, so wait, you took the edibles through security, or do you do the old scoff and Nando's technique?
We did the scoff and Nando's, except it was in the cafe. We're a little better than that.
Yeah, it was fucking cafe. I got like these chocolate edibles because he had like the little chocolates, right?
Yeah.
So we had a brownie and two chocolates.
What do you have to pick-lock my door for?
I need to ask you something. I need to tell you something.
Oh, great. It's on the podcast to millions of people. Yep.
Why did you just say no?
Because I'm trying to fucking do this.
Hi, Mom.
Can you put your mom on? Can I ever say hi?
Yeah, can we just interview? Can we please interview your mom for the podcast? That'd be so interesting. Holy shit.
Oh, there he goes. He's gone.
He's gone. He's gone. We've lost him.
Can we go to like a short intermission?
Dude, we got to get Mason's mom on the podcast.
Oh my God. Guest. It has to happen.
As a guest without Mason, though. So it would be really interesting. Her.
Yeah. Yeah. To hear her, like, what it was like bringing up Mason and Mason isn't there. It'd be great.
It'd be hilarious. I mean, she's definitely got the goods. She's probably got a lot of stories of her own that trump all of ours combined.
Oh, yeah. My dad always refers to Mason as the loose cannon. He's only met him once, but he's he's always like, yeah, that guy seems like he would cause some problems.
There's always one.
Does your dad have a nickname for me?
I think he just refers to you as the American
guy. He calls
you
like little greased up Italian man or something.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Greased up Italian man.
He calls you keto dude.
Keto Andy.
Mason, you're back, mate.
Yeah, I never left.
Oh, what was the situation there? Your mum needed something?
Who?
Mom, get ears, dude. Oh, no.
He's killed her.
She wiped his brain.
Yeah, she's also been wiping my ass since I was 5.
All right. Unneeded information there, man. Unneeded.
Yeah, we had these, the fucking edibles were chocolate. We had 2 little chocolates and 1, like, brownie. So that was like 75 to 100 milligrams. So I took the 2 chocolates.
Are these the ones that smelt and tasted like absolute shit?
They were just
the ones that made me and Mason feel like literal rocks.
Yes. Yeah, I did not want to really eat the chocolate because of how fucking bad it tasted. So I put it in my coffee and stirred it around, dude. Perfect idea. Tasted so fucking good. Huh. Got me so fucking high as well. So
damn.
It was worthwhile.
200 IQ.
Yeah, I know.
200 IQ. Okay, right after that story.
Yes. You dropped a brownie in a mug and stirred it.
No, the chocolate. I had the melted chocolate.
What are you talking
about? Fucking idiot.
I'm trying to follow through, all right?
I dunked the brownie in the chocolate coffee, too.
Ooh.
Yeah, I was
creative. Very sophisticated way of consuming edibles.
I know. Like, better than just cramming it down and chugging like 2 bottles of water.
And just gagging while
you're I just didn't give a shit. I'm like, I just fuck this shit. I just want to sleep, man.
How was the flight in the end?
Super.
I don't remember, so it must have been good.
Yeah, I really don't remember either.
Fucking
I was KO'd.
Edibles on planes is like literally fast travel IRL.
Oh yeah, dude.
You guys are coming to Australia next week as we are all meeting up again next week for PAX and just for general shenanigans for like a week.
Yeah.
So are you guys going to do the standard routine?
Oh yeah, we're going to hit up Bucks.
Go to the same burger place and...
No, we're hitting up Bucks this time.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Since Bucks is based in LA. We were going to try to meet up with him, go to a boardwalk or something.
Yeah, the pier, the Santa Monica pier.
Oh, awesome.
And then eat a fuck ton of edibles and then go back and then order a flight.
Nice. It'd be nice to see like the pier and see shit inside LA besides, you know, LAX and dispensaries, because that's pretty much literally all we've seen of LA.
That's the only 2 locations. The In-N-Out. The In-N-Out right outside.
We've been to LAX
airport.
Like 3 times, 3 or 4 times now. That's literally the only places we've been.
Yeah, because you guys weren't there when for the, you know... Zuckles and McCreamy's little...
Yeah, no.
I wish I was, dude.
Oh,
I would have loved
that,
to smoke all that
endeavor.
Weed.
Oh, yeah.
The only part that kills me about that time in LA is that we can't talk about so much of the good stuff.
I know, man.
We can't talk about so much of the good stuff. But
bro, it was fucked.
So much tea.
It's hilarious.
There's so much tea.
So much tea.
Let's
not be the kind of people that
there.
Start using the word tea, please.
Okay, oh, it's so good.
Yeah, what does that even mean?
I don't know. I don't know who started that, whether it was Shane Dawson or... That's when I first started hearing it.
Toby,
you know, right? You're kind of gay.
I feel like it would either be like Shane Dawson, James Charles, or the Jeffree Star. It's one of those 3.
Yeah, something like that. Anyway, so PAX next week. We're all very excited. I really wanted to give the podcast listeners details about the meet and greet, but nothing's confirmed yet.
Yeah.
However, just know that we will... be, you know, it'd be so unlikely for us not to do something, whether at PAX itself or outside of PAX, meet and greet wise. But we just, I can't give you guys details because I don't know if like the people are gonna switch up on us or whatever. So, But we're going to be there, and we're going to make an effort to do some kind of meet and greet. So,
yeah. Whenever we get details, if we don't do it on the podcast, we'll probably post it on the Misfits Insta or the Misfits Twitter or both.
Mm. Yeah, at Misfits on Twitter and Instagram, we'll be announcing shit there. But yeah, we'll all be in Melbourne together, getting up to all sorts of mischief. I want to have like a get a story out of it, but I have no ideas.
Dude, I want to, because you know how we usually get an Airbnb and like we just get an Airbnb.
Uh-huh.
I want to have a little fucking like party, you know?
Okay. I'd hope so.
At the Airbnb.
Guys, you know how much weed manager Ryan's picking up for us?
Like 4 ounces or something?
Something like that, yeah. Something retired. He's picking up half a pound.
Toby's got to be on the carpet.
I don't know how the fuck we're going to smoke all of
it. Get an ounce for everyone to just hand you it. Smoke this by the end of the week.
It's not even a week either. It's like 5 days.
Yeah, I know.
Oh my God.
We're going to be there for 5 days.
Wait, when do you guys land again?
I think that Swagger and Ina get there on the Australian Thursday. However, me and Toby arrive on Wednesday night at like midnight.
Oof.
We're actually flying first class, baby.
Ooh, really?
There. Yeah.
Business. Yeah. We're flying business.
Oh, business, whatever. Yeah. Because the business was actually cheaper than the premium economy. So we were like, fuck it.
Ooh, easy.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's our first time flying business.
I flew business before Fitz. Ha ha ha.
I have an idea for when we're together in the Airbnb and we have 4 ounces of marijuana. I want to have a smoke off with everybody.
Ooh, I don't know about that one, mate. I might fucking fry my brain.
It's already
too late for that, buddy.
But we need a. I want to go joint for joint, or bong rip for bong rip, or fucking pipe hit for pipe hit, or fucking
bong rip for bong rip, dude. That's classic.
You know, like we got to do that, dude. And the person to pass, like whoever smokes the most, needs a cash prize.
Wait, man, we should all go to a fucking. We should all go to like Coles or some shit, or like. Fucking somewhere we can buy shit, and we should like make our own Gato bongs.
A what?
Okay, explain what a Gato bong is. For
it's like a Gator. It's like a Gatorade bottle and a garden hose. Like you got to get
a garden hose.
yeah. We should make our own.
I had this one friend in college. He had this apartment, and I was still living in dorm rooms, so I was having to make my fucking walk, you know, a mile and a half out to the fucking crack shack to smoke. So, I go over this guy's apartment, and he goes, "Hey, you want to smoke some weed?" I'm like, fuck yeah.
Isn't this the tub story?
Did I already tell this? The fucking giant trash can?
Swagger literally does this.
Yeah, I don't think I told on the podcast.
I lose track, dude.
It's like 3 podcasts in a row where we would be like, yeah, you've already told this on the podcast.
Fuck!
I don't think he's told this one. I don't remember this.
He told me this one. He told me this one.
I might have just told that to you. I don't think I've mentioned this on the podcast.
No, it's a good one. It's funny.
Go on.
All right, so... Like, the usual thing was to play Black Ops Zombies, the original Black Ops Zombies, and just smoke weed, but we usually use joints. And so my friend calls me into his room. He goes, "Yo, come here, dude." I'm like, "What?" So I walk in there with 2 other friends. We see a small garbage can and a giant gallon, like water cooler gallon, of fucking, like, resting on top of it. And the trash can was filled with water. And what he did is he sunk the gallon jug, like, maybe halfway underneath, put a fuck ton of weed on top of the gallon, and then he lifted it, and it filled the whole gallon
bomb.
Jug. Yeah, it was a huge GB, dude. It was a huge Jeep. And we fucking, we loaded it up once. We had maybe an eighth in there, finished it. We were too baked to play zombies, dude. I was looking at the wall the entire time. Like, in-game, looking at the wall. I was looking at the map textures. It was insane.
Fucking Bill Nye, the highest fuck guy over there. Just coming up with crazy contraptions.
That guy was an engineer, too. He's putting his fucking work to good use.
That sounds like an engineer to me.
Yeah.
It was so fun. Yeah. We did that a lot. We did that shit a lot.
Yeah. Okay, well, yeah, we definitely got to get up to some... I mean... We never ended up doing at MEO the idea where we put ideas into hats.
We
should play stoned as fuck musical chairs. But like, put the chairs like 8 meters apart each and do laps around them.
Do you reckon you could do like musical chairs, but on like a race circuit? like a four, like an 800 meter race circuit. like an athletic musical chairs.
We should rent an RV and cook meth.
That is a great idea.
That is a good idea. I like that. That is
original too. No one's done that before.
Exactly.
Dude, the only scene I remember watching from Breaking Bad is when the cunt was rubbing his head and the hair was falling off. That's all I remember. Because okay, like, so I didn't watch
2 minutes into episode one.
Oh, was that it?
No, it was like first season.
But... Yeah.
Mason, didn't you say recently you think that you have a brain tumor?
Oh yeah, 100%.
Really? It's
probably true.
What makes you say that?
Like, there's this like blood that swishes in the back, like when I shake my head.
How do you know it's blood?
Because it's like a fluid of some sort, dude.
Have you not gone and got it checked out?
Nah.
Honestly, this would explain so much.
It's just a tumor.
I don't think that's a brain tumor.
Because he hasn't got a brain.
You know, like those pens with the balls in them, and you gotta like move them through the maze. I want to do that and see if I can get it down somewhere, like to my throat, and drink it.
What are you talking about?
Oh, I see what he means. He means like one of those like maze where there's liquid and you have like tilt the maze to make the liquid go down.
Like with his brain in the
Look, Mason, would you care to explain what a brain tumor is, seeing that you think you have one? Do you know what a brain tumor actually is?
Alright, so it's pretty much
this is gonna be good.
It's pretty much it's pretty much the...
Okay.
Okay,
he's Googling it.
See, you self-diagnose yourself with these ridiculous things and you don't even understand what...
Oh, that looks not okay. Okay, I don't want to get scared, dude.
Yeah, don't look it up.
Oh, shit.
Oh my God.
Yeah, well, I mean, if I do, then we can get it chopped out. But I don't know if anything can get through this head, dude.
Mason, didn't you smoke a lot of weed and think you were having a stroke?
Yeah.
All right.
No, Sunday, mate.
He literally had a dream last night that he got attacked by a spider.
Yeah. I fucking... Jay didn't hear it. Did he?
Wait, what happened?
No,
I didn't.
No.
Tell it again.
So I slept for like an hour, a whole hour. And in that hour, I had a full fucking dream where I was in my room and there was like cobwebs like everywhere. Like, you know, like those laser rooms, like in movies and shit.
Yeah.
Where you have to like, yeah, it was like that, but with cobwebs.
I was like,
holy shit, what fucking spider made all these cobwebs, dude?
Yeah.
And I was trying to look for it and I couldn't find it. And why I finally would you look found for it? Because I need to kill it. And then it got on me and it started crawling and it was like different colors and shit. And then it fucking bit me. And then I killed it after it bit me. And then now I remember now. Oh, now I remember. Dude, I watched Venom last night, dude. That makes sense.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Cause I started getting like this black ink forming on my hand and I was like freaking out and trying to rub it in the sink and it kept coming back. I was like freaking out, dude.
Oh my God, man.
So yeah.
What was your opinion on the Venom movie?
It was so good. It was so fucking good.
Really?
Venom. Yes.
Everyone I know who's watched it said it's trash.
Yeah, it's just they're retarded, dude. They're actual retarded.
I think it might be the other way around there.
Toxic.
I mean, part of the reason you're having fucked dreams might be because you've been staying up for like 2 days at a time recently and totally.
Yeah, what's that? How come we're talking about my sleep schedule and this guy right here's got a worse one? We need to roast him.
Talking to Mason on DMs the other week and he literally said he'd been up for like 3 days straight. I was like,
what is that? At least I get 8 hours sometimes.
Sometimes.
I told you to fix it. Have you been fixing it or are you still fucked?
Who?
You.
Oh. Yeah, it's a bit better.
A bit better? So you're actually like sleeping once a day at least?
On a, it's on and off.
On and off? What does that even mean?
One day on, one day off.
Yeah, exactly.
Mason, you're so terrified about like all these really horrific health symptoms you might have, and you treat your body like pure shit all the time. Like, as like you freak out about having like seizures and having a brain tumor, and you blast Nightcore in your ears, which damages your ears, and you stay up for like 2 days at a time, which fucking completely fucks with your brain as well.
Then you have sativa edibles for 5 days in a row.
Yeah, that was fucked, dude.
You're like the most perplexing hypochondriac ever. It's like you care so much about, you're so afraid of dying and you seek death at every turn.
Holy shit.
It's a love-hate relationship.
That's wild.
We gotta get Mason into a therapist one day and just fucking... just see what happens.
Dude, everyone is my therapist.
I want you to go on Dr. Phil. That's what
oh my God.
That would be insane.
Dr. Phil. I just mock him and talk shit.
Yeah, you would.
That would be so funny.
I'm like, okay.
Just repeat everything he says back to him in that voice the whole show. Mason, what is wrong with you? Mason, what is wrong with you?
Oh my God.
He'd probably do one of his classic walkouts where he just goes, I'm not going to entertain this. This is ridiculous. And he just walks off.
And then Mason jumps up and goes, I win.
Yeah, I've got the ringing in my left ear again.
Yeah, it's tinnitus, dude. Stop listening to music at full volume.
It's like a pulsing, dude. It's not like a ring. It's like a pulse. It's like a deep. Like it's weird.
What? Oh my God. You've got UFOs in your ear.
No. My brain's abducting me.
That's the GPS tracker your mum put in your brain.
Oh fuck.
Oh fuck. What if it is malfunctioning?
Can you guys circumcise my ear at PAX?
Yeah, I don't think you know what that word means.
What did you just say?
Toby needs to roll on the carpet at PAX. If he doesn't, I'm gonna be so pissed.
What do you mean?
Okay.
He needs to smoke a blunt and roll on the carpet.
Yeah. Toby always does when he smokes a blunt. He starts playing with his hair like.
I think
your problem with weed is that you need to only take one hit and then just put the joint down.
Yeah, that's probably it.
And then,
I don't know.
I think
otherwise he'll be sitting in eggshells singing to himself.
I am the Rat King.
But I want that, man.
Yeah, that's the best, dude. That's the best.
Toby, have you ever done edibles? I don't think you have you?
Yeah, I have.
Far, he would not be good on edibles.
When did you do edibles?
LA and, LA.
Oh, wait.
Also Europe, too, remember?
When you weren't there. And in Europe, yeah.
Yeah, you did space cakes with us.
Oh, yeah,
I hated it
in Europe. Oh. And I think in LA it was fine, I think.
Right.
The ones in Europe are my favorite. I fucking love those things.
You gotta space it out. Every time you try it, it'll get better. So.
Yeah. Okay. You're not the best example of that philosophy.
Actually. But anyway, on that note, do you remember the tub swags? The hot tub?
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Dude.
Oh, you burnt your fucking leg in it.
we were so baked. My leg, bro. It was fucked. Like we had the camera going and I was just dying of laughter and it wasn't even that funny, but it was just so funny because
it was so fucking hilarious. Cause you fucking dip your foot in and then you leave it in there for like 3 seconds, you go, you fucking take it out. And I'm like, did you burn yourself? You're like, yeah, I did. And we were laughing for like 25 minutes until manager Ryan went back into the room. Yeah.
Is this in Europe?
Oh, yeah. This was in Europe.
Right.
Is that the love hotel that had the hot tub in the room?
Yeah, the fucking anal beads.
50 Shades of Grey branded anal beads when you walk in on the counter. It's like, oh, nice.
Feathers.
Oh, yeah, they have the tickler.
Yeah,
in like 30 years, all of us have to go back to there, and you guys have to like relive that story with me, but like as 40-year-old men.
Yeah.
You gotta go to a Polish strip club again?
Yeah, like to relive the entire thing and just
the 25th anniversary of the Polish
strip. Let's be real, boys. If I make it to that age, right?
That is so true.
You're gonna make it to 40, don't worry.
I was thinking about it the other day. I'm like, fuck, like no. Like I don't actually like seek death, cunt, all right? I'm not fucking like.
Well, you're just retarded. It'll probably just fucking end up happening.
Yeah,
as he climbs like a massive tower.
Oh, I've been doing that lately in Melbourne. Me and my boys went to this this multiplex building, and it was like right next to the train station and police station, and there was this big gate. And like around all the other sides was like barbed wire and shit. And there was this one gate that coincidentally on the top didn't have barbed wire, and there was a gap underneath.
Coincidentally.
And then we're like, well, where's the fucking cameras pointing to this one gate that's open? Because there's cameras pointing down the alleys, but there's no cameras pointing at the gate. And we're just like, all right, are we gonna go in and have a sus? And then my mate's like, yeah, let's fucking do it. And one of my other boys were outside watching and like making sure no one was coming. So we fucking ran to the gate and my mate slips through. And big old fucking dense me over here fucking tries to swiggle through the bottom of the gate. And I just fucking like wiggle like a worm for like literally 2 minutes. And I'm just wiggling under this gate and it's fucking shaking. It's fucking going. And it's like making the loudest fucking noise ever, dude.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, so what is the point of the story?
Yeah, what are you just telling us that the gate's loud?
Is that the whole story? Like the gate was loud?
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Is this when you climbed the building? Is that what that is?
That was a easier building to do.
Oh my god, what are you doing in these like buildings? Why are you?
Can you do
like,
us a favor and just like stay away from heights from now on, please?
We actually climbed a crane, legit.
Oh my god.
You know Steve-O went to prison for that, right?
Yeah, but like, fuck it, bro. He's like 40. He knows better.
What?
Mason, you know that if you get arrested for anything, you can't travel to America anymore?
Well, probably be good for me, to be honest. Europe's the main place, all right?
Tell us about when you climbed that. Was that like an abandoned building that you climbed, or is it like a...
No. It was like a construction building. So me, I'm like to the boys, I'm like, all right, I want to go scope out this building tonight because I might want to climb it. Is anyone in? And then...
Actual monkey.
And then a couple of them were like, nah, a bit late notice, we'll do it tomorrow. But one of my mates was down for it. So we caught the train up and climbed up this shit and we climbed the fence and then we started climbing the crane and then we got halfway and then we got to like the point where you couldn't go any further up on the crane, but the building was like next to it. And there was this gap between the crane and this concrete like ridge where you, like it's a, like you can fall off.
Uh-huh.
And we fucking jumped over it. We jumped over this fucking like 50 meter drop and we made it.
And then
when we wanted to go back down, we found this door and we're like, fuck, we're going to have to make a bridge to get back over to the crane. So we pick up this fucking, I swear to God, like 50 kilo door.
Oh my fucking God.
And then we make a bridge to the crane and then we fucking, we cross this bridge, like this homemade.
Get the story under wraps. You were talking about this so nonchalantly. This is like crazy.
Because it just comes up. I might have the Snapchat still. I'll have to show you. But like, yeah, there's a fucking door, bro. Just like this.
Wait, so you climb a crane and you like, do you walk along like the sticky out part of the crane, like the top of it?
I found the Snapchat.
Well, we can't see it. We're on a podcast.
Dude, that's so fucked.
You can show us after. Mason, answer the question. Did you climb up the crane and then go along like the T part of the crane, like the top of it?
Oh, like no, it was locked. Part? It was locked. But I wanted to go around, but my friend wouldn't let me.
So what part of the crane did you jump to the building from?
You climb up the ladders and then just like from the side of the crane, I guess.
Okay, so like you were just hanging off the side and you jumped to this thing. And then to get back to the crane, you found a big door and you built like a makeshift bridge.
Yeah.
Okay.
Over a 50-meter drop.
Why? Yeah. Why? Why were you climbing buildings?
Understand the appeal of it. It's like an adrenaline thing.
Mason's like the only YouTuber to go to an abandoned building and not film it for clickbait.
Exactly. Holy shit, that's
big
so
fact.
True.
Yeah, I know. I should probably film it in case I actually get content out of it.
Yeah, fall down 50 meters.
Nah, not even.
There's no way.
But I actually, I want to fucking, dude, I want to actually put it in real quick. Look.
All right, we're going to react to this.
We're going to react, live reaction.
What the fuck?
Oh my God.
Holy shit.
Oh my God.
That's high up. That's like 50 meters.
What the
fuck? Yeah, it was maybe like 100.
Holy
like
fuck.
That's insane, Mason.
Oh my God.
What are you doing?
With you?
You actually need a trip sitter for reality, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, true, dude, true.
You're a maniac.
I hope Mum doesn't watch this.
She definitely will.
She fucking hates it.
She hates what, the podcast?
Well, hates hearing the stuff I do.
I don't blame her. I mean, like,
tell her to leave a 5-star review. We'll read it out.
Long story short, boys, I don't die, all right? Not on
he
my
doesn't
watch.
Die. He doesn't take full damage.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
What do you reckon is going to go through your mind like if you actually did fall? Like, what do you think?
I'd pass out, bro. I'd pass out halfway and just fucking like, that'd probably be better though.
You reckon? I've always wondered, like, if you, let's say you fall off a really great height and it takes you like 10 seconds to hit the ground and die, like, what are your last thoughts?
Oh shit.
Nah, probably. I think your life literally flashes before your eyes. Like you, like that, like everything just goes through your head.
Have you ever seen those fucking like near death caught on GoPro compilations on YouTube? Where like it's these guys skiing, These guys are skiing and they're fucking going down a mountain. They have their GoPro on. They're just going over a ridge like it's no big deal. And then all of a sudden it's a fucking like 200-foot drop. And they're literally falling for like 5-6 seconds with their GoPro screaming. And then they hit the fucking snow and they're completely fine because they landed in the snow. Completely
they're like
fine.
Screaming and they're like under the snow and you just hear...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I want to climb in like places that have bigger buildings, but Melbourne's just too locked down.
Yeah, maybe that's for a good reason.
Pizza time.
Maybe that's so that retards don't climb it and fall off and die.
Yeah. Do you watch a lot of those parkour videos on YouTube, Zuckles?
I used to when I was like 14, but not anymore.
Yeah, same here.
Me and Kobe used to do it.
Yeah.
Everyone used to parkour. Let's be real, boys.
I did like legit parkour.
Yeah.
Like,
Kongs and like, shit.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Like with a group. It was kind of crazy. Now that I think back on it, but it was great exercise. It was a lot of fun too. It's weird because like, they were actually like to them, it was like a martial art. Like it was like a proper discipline and they were very like strict on learning the basics. So you don't fucking injure yourself. Like even like minorly doing like
very strict on not dying.
Yeah, well, you know, like the perception of like, you know, all that shit is idiot kids jumping between buildings and they like could die. But you don't realize that the guys who do that on YouTube have been doing it for like 10 years. And they like they're practice jumping from one place to another on the ground like a million times and then like escalating it very gradually. So by the time they're like jumping between buildings for the camera, like it's fucking nothing, you know, it's like just the same thing, but higher. Like their association with it's different. So.
Remember outside the Off-White store, and I was like, "Do you reckon you could jump to that fucking balcony?"
Oh yeah. Well, that was just a big no.
No, if you got to run up, we could have easily made that.
No, because there was a banister and it was made of glass.
No, if the banister wasn't there.
Oh yeah, if it wasn't there, you could. A person who was good could do that, but you couldn't have done that without.
What? Are you serious? I'm about to prove you wrong, dude.
Yeah, all right,
please
don't.
Do not. Please do not. This is one time where I don't want to have to say I told you so. Cool. Okay. Anyone else got anything interesting that's been happening in their life? We're really kind of stretched for content this week. Guys, we're
busy.
Trying to prepare. Yeah, we've all been busy and we're also trying to prepare for this trip. I mean, we got Halloween coming up, so maybe we could do like a spooky special.
Can we go trick-or-treating?
I want to go trick-or-treating.
I want to celebrate it. Oh, we need to celebrate it together for our first time in America. Like
a proper Halloween thing?
Like an experience, you know?
But what is the proper American Halloween experience that's not for kids?
I say we just find
really
a fucking
isn't.
Random street.
Most people will turn you away if you're fucking 20.
Yeah, like... I mean, it's just going to be a meme either way. Like, no grown-ass men go trick-or-treating.
What do you mean?
What do you mean, dude? Do you know who we are?
Jay, like, looks over at his costume, like, hanging up in his closet and starts crying softly to himself.
I didn't know that Australia really did Halloween.
No one really does Halloween.
No one really does
it. It's kind of like...
It's kind of only America.
It's half-assed.
I mean, yeah, it's fucking spring over there. Like, it doesn't make that much sense.
Why does the season
Why does it
Halloween?
Make sense in America?
It's because it's fall and spooky and the fucking leaves turn brown and then they go on the floor and then you fucking rake them up and jump in the pile and then you eat pumpkin pie and then dress up and go out and play practical jokes like, you know, set your neighbor's house on fire because he didn't give you candy.
That sounds awesome.
I know,
damn,
right?
Damn, I love being
fucking
American.
Trick or arson.
Trick or arson.
Yeah, no, it's like kids do celebrate Halloween over the side of the world, but it's half-assed, you know, it's like... Not the whole neighborhood goes out.
Yeah, they don't really put up decorations. It's kind of just like, oh yeah, we have a bag of candy. If kids do end up turning up,
dude, is Halloween a dying meme?
What are you talking about? It's
no,
a holiday.
It's huge like, in America. It's just never been big
it's
here.
Giant in America.
No, nah, it's dying.
Yeah.
So is Fortnite.
Oh my, poked the bear a bit, didn't I?
Yeah, never criticize anything American around Swagger. He'll get all up in arms, literally, because he has those right to bear arms.
Wish I could bring my gun to Oz.
Oh, no, don't do that.
Want to celebrate, or yeah, I guess celebrate.
What, by killing some minorities?
Oh, just want to shoot a couple shots in the air. Smoking a blunt.
Bro.
It's my right.
That's for 4th of July, not Halloween, man.
Oh, true.
Pretty sure shooting shots in the air is illegal in America, right? Because if you shoot shots in the air, it comes down and it kills people.
Wait, no, really?
Not if you aim at the clouds.
There's
then,
no
then
way
the
someone's died to that.
No, there have been stories where like a guy, like, no, you know, they shoot way. Up their guns in the air and like goes through someone's roof and kills them.
That's like, no, that's way.
Like, it's like mortar. It's like mortar. Well, mortar
whenever,
oh my God,
whenever
but
you
imagine
shoot.
That.
Yeah, well, if you're shooting in the air, you have to aim for the clouds. That way it gets stuck in the cloud.
Okay, that is not scientifically accurate.
Yeah, because then it rains and then the bullet falls down.
Yeah. That's why they got the yeah. That's why CS:GO obviously. Has the M4 bullet
no,
rain.
That's what hail is. It's just a bunch Dude. Of bullets stuck in the clouds and come down every now and then.
You can't shoot at the clouds because then it goes right through to heaven and you might kill someone twice.
Yeah. Oh my so. God. True. You might yeah, kill God.
No one wants some unlucky dude in heaven, so fuck him.
Whoa,
some guy yeah. is like in heaven after getting killed in a gunfight. He gets shot again in heaven. He's like, ah, come on. Just can't catch a break.
Do you guys want to talk about the new card?
It's pretty bad. Right.
I mean, like, I know, and I have been playing it like nonstop.
Oh, it's yeah. good. It's fun.
Multiplayer
but
or Blackout?
Right. Not
it's like
for
the
content,
best.
Really.
Blackout's pretty...
That game-
That
game doesn't deserve to be on our podcast.
Dude, the multiplayer and the zombies are fun as fuck.
Dude, here's what I think about COD, and we'll leave it at this. COD is like, it's the best COD game in a long time, I yes. think. But yeah, it sucks so. For our content.
Yeah.
Like, it's garbage for
I
content.
Don't know. I don't know if I feel the same way.
Every time I try recording it, it's just not been good. Although that could be due to the fact that we've just been sort of stressed.
Yeah, it could just be because yeah. it's new.
Yeah, and also because it's new. And we're adjusting and shit. I don't know. I miss the days of when PUBG first came out. And
yeah.
I think Blackout, like the Blackout game mode, is more of a solid game, but and it's like less broken.
I think Blackout's pretty shit to get content, but I think the multiplayer could be fun. I had a lot of fun like banter with people in game.
I haven't fucking talked to anybody, dude. I wanted to do some fucking hardcore trolling where I just talk shit to people and shoot them and just be like, oh, sorry, I goofed up there. You know, like shoot your teammates and team kill them just to get a reaction, but nobody talked.
When are you going to stop shooting people on your team for content?
It's such a dick form of content. It's like, so good when they get angry, though. It's so fun.
It's not really entertainment, though, is it?
Like, I don't know, man. Just
like, yes. team
not,
killing.
Not when it's blatant.
That's not trolling.
Not when it's blatant. It's when you shoot them and then you go, oh, shit, dude, sorry, I didn't mean to do that. And then you wait like 5 minutes and then you just do it again really subtly.
Oh, so just being an asshole. Just, got it.
Yeah, you just but they don't think you're being an asshole. They think you're just bad, and then it just
no,
makes it way better.
They think you're
better.
Being an asshole.
Okay,
and
well then I'll
leave
yeah,
because
okay.
there's no penalty for leaving in Call of Duty.
True,
you have nothing.
Yeah, yeah right.
Yeah, stick to Gary's mod, mate.
Yeah, G-Mod's so good for that shit.
I just want something new that we can get content in, you know?
I know what Swergo's going to say. He's going to start yelling VR at the top of his lungs. And he's not wrong, but you know, it's just...
I'm not, VR. Dude. My VR games VR. Are... My VR fucking videos are doing so well.
Yeah.
People love it.
Yeah, I know.
And people are VR. Fucking typing in the comments. If everybody got their fucking VR set up, Fitz, then we could go ahead and fucking do Pavlov.
I love that he always says Fitz about that, but I
He's
also
had a VR
don't
set
VR
for
VR
how many
it?
Months? For
how
I've
many had
months?
My VR set for over a year.
Yeah, I paid like $1,000 for a VR set like 6 months. So I was like, yeah, I'll set it up and we'll get into it. And like, I just, look, here's the thing. My office is tiny. So I'm in my head, I'm already sitting up like it's not going to work. And also, I'm so tall that I need to buy fucking like the biggest tripod ever to mount the things. And I just can't find big enough
Odd
tripods.
Flicks, but okay.
Anywhere.
That's pretty fair.
I'll look online and then I'll like, I can't find one. And I give up and then I just put it off.
Just duct tape the fucking sensors to the wall.
Just cut your shins off.
Can just like
fluid
and
I'll
brain just play on my knees. Bones off and just like transplant it to Swagger.
Yeah, no, I'll just duct tape. I don't fucking know. But VR I think is the future, and I do think content is so refreshing on it.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, I also want like a regular game,
same.
Something that is
well, same here. It's just none are fucking coming out.
Yeah. I wonder what the new Fallout's going to be like. Because in theory, it's going to be like DayZ.
It's looking shit. Looking like shit.
Yeah. Everything's
so shit these days, yeah, dude. Maybe we just get it old. I don't know. I'm scared. I'm never getting too old for games.
I expected Fallout to be a thing where you fucking run around and if you see some fucking person, you can just shoot them on sight and take all of his shit. But no, you have to shoot at someone and then they have to shoot back at you to start
Wait,
PvP.
What?
And then when you shoot
oh,
them
so it's not-
and kill them, you get their scrap. You get all their fucking junk. And
I was hoping it was going to be like dumb. Just Rust with a Fallout.
I wish, but nope. They wanted to do softcore survival, like pussies, and it's gonna fuck their game up.
Yeah, I don't have high hopes for it. I, yeah, even if the game is like good in its own right, I don't think it's the sort of thing that would be great for content.
No.
Just because it's like,
it's a shame.
Yes, yeah, it's more like a single player game that just has multiplayer for no reason, it seems like. So,
well, I mean, it seems, I thought the new Fallout was like only intended for multiplayer.
Yeah, that's the vibe I got from it.
Yeah, but what I mean is like, it seems like, why? It seems like...
Yeah, I get you, yeah. Seems like the multiplayer isn't necessary.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know. I don't fucking know. All I know is that I miss when PUBG came out and I could, like, it was fun and glitchy and hilarious.
Yeah, but it was fun glitchy, not the shit glitchy that it is now.
Yeah, now it's like, okay, the jokes, the running gag's been going long enough. Please fix the game. Please, it's time.
Yeah,
please.
Yeah, like it gets old very quick. And I think that's just like just true for battle royales all over. I think people are just kind of sick to death of the genre now.
Yeah, I am.
Maybe. It kind of loses its appeal pretty quick, unless you're good at it, which none of us are, except Jay and Mason, who are good at Fortnite.
That's what I like about Call of Duty, though. I like that it has the other game modes there as well, so that when you do get bored of the Battle Royale, you just go play a different one.
Here's the thing. Like, content-wise, because we were playing Conquest, Control, the other day, me, Ina, and Swagger, having a blast, by the way, like, really enjoying ourselves.
It was really fun.
But it's garbage for content, because we're just so focused on the game.
Yeah, we're having too much fun in the game. We're just focusing too hard on it. Like, the game's too
good. All the content would just be me going, oh, did you see that? Yeah. And then, fuck this
I've
guy.
I've never seen
fuck
Swagger
you.
Try so hard in a video game than he tries when we're playing Blackout.
And we were having a blast. Like, it was great.
Yeah.
But fucking... You know, like for content, for work, it's no good.
Fair.
Yeah.
It's just like a goof game. So I don't know. I'm kind of struggling for content.
Have you guys heard of Fortnite?
Maybe we're just at that stage where like we're just enjoying the game because it just came out, and then we'll slowly transition to like, okay, we've passed like the honeymoon stage of the game, and then you start getting pissed at shit and you start getting bored and making jokes.
I really feel like CS is just one of those staple games that
100%
won't really stop.
I think,
you know, for a comedy.
Maybe Battlefield. At one stage, if another Battlefield comes out.
Yeah, but the new Battlefield just looks like a reskin of the last one.
Yeah, and that last one.
It has a Battle Royale mode, which is the only thing I'm like...
Yeah, true. You know,
hoping works out.
I mean, EA is pretty fucking good.
They're pretty good at charging people for shit that shouldn't be charged.
Yeah, I used to be a big Battlefield guy, and I think the new one's going to be shit. Like, I'm like full-on COD now. That's crazy.
It's Battlefield 5.
Yeah.
November 20th. All right.
Yeah. I think CSGO is going to be a staple as well. Like, it's always been a staple. Like, it's gotten to the point where our audience just knows what's up with it. Like, they know it's not really about CS, and most of them don't even play CS anymore.
You get those comments all the time. They'll be like, I don't even play CS anymore, but I still love watching your videos.
We get more views on our CS video than the average player per day of CSGO.
Yeah, that's kind of fucking crazy.
That's hilarious.
It's weird, right? And Jay, like, I love Fortnite, but... Just
Fortnite.
Like, I get roasted when I post it now because, like, it's just the reputation of it has just gone so down.
And just fucking basically, the reputation of it.
I might as well post myself like dancing on TikTok for my audience cares because they just think it's so cringe.
You have to change it. You have to change it. You have to post more good stuff to outshine the
people.
Trash
people
shit.
Are just done with Fortnite though, dude. Because Fortnite's just gone to shit. There's nothing new. It's just the same thing over and over, and people are done with it.
I'm never making a Fortnite video again. I'm calling it quits.
It's because the entire like thing is everyone has to be a pro. So if that changes and people like us go back and start like making it casual,
people start
being casual and like it more, which can happen.
No,
you
can't.
I don't agree.
It's too big.
Here's my issue right now with Fortnite. I drop with three other fucking people for content, and then we're going to do our funny shit, whatever, like I'm in the mood, and I go down, I fucking land in Salty Springs or Tilted Towers or fucking anywhere on the map, I go in, I get a gun, some fucking 8-year-old whose parents bought a fucking Fortnite tutor to teach him how to be like Ninja, comes in and one-shots me, and then I have to sit there and watch everyone else play the game for 45 minutes.
I see where you're coming from with that.
Why? I can't do that. Like, it's too pro, the atmosphere is too toxic, it's just shit, and I just fucking
hate
Fortnite.
And that won't change just because of how the game is. It's just Battle Royale games are always inherently going to be like that because that's the goal of the game.
That much, to be honest.
Gay baby.
Look, this is a problem that's very specific to us as content creators, though, because we don't have time to invest in getting good at a game. We just want a game we can drop into and get content from and have fun. Like, and you can't do that with Fortnite because you're not invested enough and don't have the time to get good at it so you can enjoy it, right? Mm. Same with things like Rainbow Six Siege. I really want to play that game, but I'm just so garbage at it and like the comedy coming from me sucking at the game only lasts so long.
And it'll be too hard to get good footage on that game until you're good at it, and it's just not worth investing the time in.
Yeah, that's why PUBG was the best when it came out, because like, you know, sure, there are people who are good at PUBG, but it's nowhere near like the ceiling on something like Fortnite, where it's like
yeah, but we're like building and stuff. Literally the lowest rank in Counter-Strike.
I know, but yeah, no, but like Counter-Strike is literally background.
Yeah,
like,
it's not even about the game. It's not about just being good.
Yeah, I suppose.
And I can do that myself for Fortnite. Like, I don't care if I'm watching. Like, I can just talk and talk and crack jokes. But I get how like you have to have some enjoyment out of it. With Counter-Strike, you respawn in like 30 seconds.
Yeah. I think we need to see on your channel, Fitz, like a survival gameplay.
That would be
like,
awesome.
I think you'd fucking nail that. Like with all of us.
I do too.
Like in a storyline.
Yeah,
like
Daisy. Well, I mean, imagine us six with like a base set up in a game, you know? Like there's so much.
I would
much.
Love that.
There's so
I've
much.
I've been playing Rust lately.
Yeah, we could try Rust.
Yeah, Rust still is going hard, but like it's just so much overlay now. Like there's a fucking compass on the screen.
You can turn that off, you know. You could turn all that shit off.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, still, it shouldn't have to be there. It's fucking Rust, dude. It's a game that literally has cancer.
Yeah, I turn off fucking compass, and then I hear an 8-year-old trying to talk to me and saying, "Oh, Swagger, they're shooting at us, 148. And I'm like, I have my fucking compass turned off. That shit's stupid.
Yeah, just, see? And, like, it creates random... Like, you should use the environment to direct people and stuff. Like,
yeah, that's... I was more...
fucking compass,
there
dude.
Has been no good new survival games coming out, though.
We should just make one. Should we make one?
Yeah.
Do you think the survival genre itself is just dead as a whole? Has it, like, officially came
it's
in
because no big devs want to tackle it because it's such a painful genre to develop.
Yeah.
It's so hard to make it right.
Yeah.
But no, Scum like, is just...
Scum is too over the top. It's like you have to literally take a shit in that game.
Scum didn't work.
Yeah, let me just manage my macros in-game and make sure that my sodium intake means that I could run an extra 1 meter a second. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Come on.
It's like, hey, when games make things way more complicated than it needs to be, to the point, like, they're trying to make it realistic, but it's no longer fun at that point.
Dude,
so it's like, why the fuck
had
am I going to sit here and learn
Daisy
this?
had it down, yeah. But they just, they didn't focus on gameplay or fixing zombies or you know anything useful. Instead they added clothes. They added different clothes.
Look, Daisy was so good that I didn't even care that it was broken because I was just addicted to the experience. Yeah. You know, like that's how good it was.
Yeah, I know.
Just imagine if they actually cared enough to
kept coming back.
Yeah. I mean I was gonna say like me, Swagger, Toby and Mason and you Jay as well sometimes, right? We literally were playing DayZ like on a regular basis a couple months back. We put Hans Zimmer on in the background.
Oh my
god! Blast
it
for
was
like
so
five
good.
Hours.
It was so fun. It was
so great.
Yeah, it's still a good game. It's just they're not focused on the right things.
No,
the game could still be great when it's done, but it feels like it's
in another 10 years. Yeah. Maybe when Cube World comes out. Maybe when Cube World gets an update.
I knew you were gonna say Cube World.
let me check Wolfram Von Funk's Twitter. Hang on.
You're still holding on to that game. Hoping for
oh,
some
you
update.
Bet your ass, dude. I check Cube World subreddit every fucking day.
This fucking nerd has the fucking...
Let's not get him into a ranting spiral
to get on Twitter every time.
World,
just click, please.
I don't even know what Cube
please
World
stop
is.
Stop talking about Cube World because no one fucking knows what Cube World is. And we're just going to talk about Cube World for 30 fucking minutes. No one knows what Cube World is. Okay. We've got about 5 minutes left to fill here, guys. We've got to have something.
That's a game rant experience from us.
I feel like this has been probably the worst podcast we've ever done to date.
I don't think so.
I don't know why.
I think it was some good moments at the beginning.
It wasn't bad at all. What are you talking about? What are you being a Debbie Downer for?
Dude, suck my actual dick, all right? This podcast sucks.
Your actual dick.
Make sure you guys rate it 1 star down below because how shit this podcast was.
Don't say
whoa,
that.
Whoa.
What
the fuck?
How could you say that?
That's pretty bad.
I don't know. I don't like it when we go into a podcast with very little to go off and feels like we're floundering around. And I don't know. I mean, other podcasts might be okay with doing that, you know, but not me.
Let's call Cam Oscar.
I think it's fine, though. Like
Grouch.
Oscar organization.
Mm-hmm. No, it's just like, I don't know. I just don't like I'm a control freak. I like knowing what's coming up, what to talk about, like where to take it and having like topics from the get go where we're like, okay, I know how to like do a line of question around this that will keep people entertained. So when we just flounder around, I get fucking spastic, and I'm like, oh my god.
I didn't notice. I didn't notice that we floundered around this podcast, though.
Well, you're retarded.
Maybe you're just being crazy. I think.
Does anybody else think that we were floundering around?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Flounder.
Yeah. There were some times where it was like we went quiet, and then we had to. It'll be removed in the editing office.
Yeah, well, we do that in every podcast.
Probably just think I'm a huge asshole. I don't know. I'm just pretty determined to make this podcast really good.
Same here.
And I freak out, like, you know, because there's other podcasts around where I've just seen them drop off because they're just not good hosts. So I kind of put a lot of pressure on myself, I think,
yeah.
to like be
yeah,
a good
I mean, that's
podcast
understandable.
Host.
Yeah. Because, like, podcasts do struggle after a couple episodes. Like, I've had that worry, too, for this.
Yeah. I think we're good, though. Like, I think overall this podcast is sick. I think we do a great job, and I think that we're all genuinely good at hosting this, and then we're all pretty real, and that gets a good response. But like, I do worry that if we do not have much to talk about for an episode in a couple times in a row, then people lose interest.
We need to travel.
Just like honestly, just let us know on Twitter, like tweet at us after we post this episode, like just put it in the reply since we'll tweet it out anyways. Let us know how you feel about it. That's honestly the easiest way to tell.
Yeah. But I mean, we do want to make sure that we have something to talk about at least every second podcast. Yeah. Well, I mean,
this one's kind of
even more
together
that,
because we've just all been so busy with shit and trying to prepare
for
PAX.
I mean,
so.
We're busy preparing for PAX, doing shit like that. I mean, you know, there's not really much going on in our lives besides staying inside with the lights
we
off and the curtains drawn
and
clicking buttons.
Thing.
You know,
like, we literally do nothing.
Like, most of our stories come from us traveling. So we just need to travel more and do crazier shit when we travel.
I feel like traveling as well is where our socials grow the most. Like, not YouTube, but, like, our Instagrams and stuff. Because, like, when I'm posting stories in other places, like in another country or just, like, somewhere else in Australia, like, people see that shit and it hits recommended and stuff. So
yeah, I mean, traveling's big. I mean, things are going to be way better for the rest of the year.
Of course.
For reasons that will be revealed
later.
Yeah,
but do we want to just...
No.
Throw a Wait. Little. No. Well, we could just say something exciting's coming, you know?
No. It's not really that exciting.
I think people will find it very exciting.
No, he's getting a tattoo. I spoiled it.
That's not. I feel like ending this episode right now. Fucking, like, we're going to leave it on that. No, things will be better content wise for the podcast and everything later in the year. And that's, we'll just leave it at that. But yeah, we got PAX coming up. That's going to be great. We'll have a good time. I personally feel like the last couple of weeks have just been like weirdly, I've been finding it really hard to be funny and entertaining the last couple of weeks. I don't really know why. Because
I think you need to fix your sleep schedule.
Shut up. I've been like pretty on top of everything, like with my health and shit, but it's just for some reason I've just been like struggling.
You need another vacation. You need another event. You need more content. That's all we need.
We got to go to a comedy show.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know.
It'd be fun.
That's the shitty thing about this job. It's like sometimes you're just not funny for a week and it just fucking kills you. Like it just kills you inside.
Yeah. It's hard to be funny all the time.
So hard. Mm-hmm. So hard. Yeah. It's really.
It's so hard
to be as talented as me. Yeah.
I was thinking about this the other day. I was like, well, most comedians go through like a 5-year period where a lot of the time on stage, they're bombing. They're like, working on the material and they don't know how to be funny on stage. Obviously, you know, doing it online and making YouTube videos is a bit different, but you know, we're all pretty new to this and we're not by any stretch of the imagination, like professional comedians. We're just kind of people who are kind of funny sometimes and we share the funny parts with the world. So I don't know. I think I've got a pretty, you know, I don't know. I guess I got a bit more of a journey laid out for me in terms of learning to manage that. And
we all do. We all do.
Oh, yeah.
Entertaining and fucking, I don't know. Stresses me out. It's like a cycle because you start worrying about being funny and then, you know, you can't be funny because you're worried about being funny.
Yeah, I can't. I haven't gotten like any footage this week and I need footage to prepare to go to PAX. So I'm so stressed out about going to PAX and making sure I got my shit ready that I can't be funny and I can't get footage and then I get discouraged and then I curl up in a ball on my floor and hyperventilate for like 20 minutes.
And then you smoke some weed and then you record, you bang on a video and it turns out great. It happens every week.
Yeah, for me, that's literally it. Marijuana is the fucking savior of my life currently, dude. Yeah, I don't know how you'd do this job without it, man.
Like, to be
honest. What the fuck? You guys are addicted to
maybe that's
marijuana.
What I need. Maybe I just need to actually smoke weed on my own because I never smoke or do any drugs when I'm at home. I just save it for the trips. So
you're a loser.
Maybe I should just start doing meth, make myself a bit more
Whoa.
Interesting.
Yeah. All right, mate, calm down. You should get a dog.
I do want a dog. I think I might get a dog.
If you get
a
dog and then have like a cone every Saturday after long, hard weeks of work, then like you just, you're like, your dog's so entertaining, mate. It's fucking, it's the best.
Do you, you don't even have a dog, Mason. Do you have a dog? Cat.
I mean, I probably have.
He's so high. He thinks his dog's he thinks his cat's a dog. He's so high. All right. Well, yeah, we'll leave it there.
Holy shit.
Hopefully that podcast, this podcast turned out all right after editing. Didn't mean to be a downer at the end. I just kind of wanted to get that off my chest.
Nah, I love how meta it was.
Yeah, fair enough.
Talking about the podcast during this podcast.
On the podcast, yeah. So, you know, just another day in the life. We'll put in the effort to make the next episode a bit more entertaining, and pretty soon we're going to have a bunch of stories from PAX.
Oh, yeah.
We'll hopefully see you guys there. Make sure to follow us on Misfits, Twitter and Instagram, at Misfits. And yeah, we'll catch you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.